Hey everybody, this is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, I've had a couple of days to think about the Sean Payton stuff and him being named the next, the 19th head coach of the Denver Broncos. But it does sound like we were talking a little bit about the possibility of Vic Fangio coming back to be the defensive coordinator. It does not look like that's going to happen. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. An interesting week, my friend. Certainly an interesting week.
An interesting week, Brady. Oh, my goodness. You're downplaying it, my friend. But finally, it's over, Brady. It's over. And now the defensive coordinator position talk begins.
Zach, right then, I just picture you with, your eighth cup of coffee, a couple of cigarettes in, and you're like, it's over, man. We finally made it. I haven't slept in days, but it's over.
Oh, man. I'm so happy that it's over. And you know what? Some people are asking the question, is it really over? He hasn't signed his contract yet. And Brady, no.
Okay.
I'm here to just squash that right away. Don't worry about it. This happened. It didn't happen with Nathaniel Hackett, but it did happen with Vic Fangio, where they announced it was reported by everyone that he was going to be the head coach. And then I want to say it was 72 hours until it was officially announced by the Broncos. There was no concern back then. There's no concern now. It's going to be done. And as we're seeing this morning, Greg Penner, Condoleezza Rice, they're out playing some golf, which shows you just how confident they are that this deal will be done. But I would not expect an official press conference to be had until the beginning of next week. So, again, do not be worried about it not being officially done. It is.
Yeah, well, okay, good. Because right when you said that, I was like, oh, here we go. We got more juice to this, man. It certainly was a juicy process. It was crazy for guys like you, Zach, for reporters, because it did seem like Greg Penner, maybe this is a great thing, kept things really close to the chest. I mean, he played things very carefully here. And again, depending on which national NFL reporter you believe, Adam Schefter or Ian Rapoport, Schefter would lead us to believe that this was handled pretty well by Greg Penner and the group.
Yeah, and Brady, really why it was so even more interesting and a little more confusing and a little more unnerving for everyone inside the building and outside the building was this is the complete opposite of how they handled the coaching search 1 year ago. Remember, they brought their social media team along. They were saying, okay, next stop, we're going to see Nathaniel Hackett. They showed every part of the process. And this year, with new ownership, it couldn't have been more different. They showed and reported and leaked nothing of the process. And so I think that the twists and turns weren't as intense behind the scenes, but there certainly were some twists and turns. But Brady, I've got to say, inside the building, people were dying because they weren't able to put out what was actually going on, what was actually happening. So again, the twists and turns weren't as intense, but from my understanding, the Broncos, when they set out, they had a top two, just like kind of you and I talked about for weeks. They had a top two. It was Jim Harbaugh, and it was Sean Payton. They wanted to land one of those two guys. Then, obviously, the Broncos, they flew out to Michigan last week to talk with Jim Harbaugh, and that did put off Sean Payton, from my understanding. That's kind of why, from my understanding, this deal didn't get done last week with Sean Payton, as he said, whoa, you guys are going to go talk to Jim Harbaugh? Well, I'm going to go talk to the Arizona Cardinals and open up my options. So there was some drama that we kind of heard about last week. I think that was real drama. That actually did happen, and there was some back and forth there because of that. And for about 36 hours, the Broncos did put D'Amico Ryans as their top candidate because they thought they were just blown away with him in the interview. Once it was decided that he was going to have that first interview with the Texans and essentially go to the Texans, the Broncos went back to Sean Payton. And from my understanding, on Sunday was the last time that the Broncos had communication with D'Amico Ryans in his camp. They had moved on completely on Sunday afternoon, and it was all about getting the deal done with Sean Payton, and that's why next 48 hours, it took place on Tuesday. But from my understanding, there was no truth to the fact that the Broncos were waiting for D'Amico and then immediately flipped when he decided to go to the Texans. And honestly, not just from what I've told, but Sean Payton would not have liked that if they were waiting on D'Amico Ryan. So I do believe that on Sunday they had their sights set fully on Sean Payton.
Zach, was there, so in that process, before they made it official, you know, 36 hours, whatever, even last week a little bit, was there a time then where, I picture like at the carnival when you got the squirt guns and you're shooting it in there trying to get the little horses to race and stuff. So it seemed like Harbaugh was always the main guy and then he backed out. Was there a time when D'Amico Ryans did pass Sean Payton as far as their favorite? Was it after the interview that maybe D'Amico Ryans at that point in time was their guy, kind of, at least who they wanted?
You know, so here's my understanding of what happened last week and where the juice of the drama started. So they interviewed 2 weeks ago. They interviewed Sean Payton for many, many hours. And then from that point on, the Broncos were in constant communication for the 2 weeks leading up to the trade being official. They were in constant communication with Sean Payton and his camp about the deal being done. But like I said, when they flew out then that following Monday to talk with Jim Harbaugh, that put Sean Payton off a little bit. And then in the middle of last week, they found out from Jim that he was going to officially stay at Michigan, although that word never really got out in public. He did let them know that that was going to be the case. And then after they knew that, they kind of put Sean Payton off a little bit. Then D'Amico Ryans did hop up as their number one because they weren't certain if Sean Payton was going to actually come back in the NFL with the way that week had unfolded. So, yes, for about a day or two, D'Amico Ryans was their number one. But from my understanding, by the weekend, Sean Payton had talked to the Cardinals, and he said, okay, let's get this done. And the Broncos said, you're our guy. Let's get it done.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Zach, there was that random report. I think it was a Washington Post reporter that put out something early last week that in the meeting, Sean Payton sensed a power grab and wasn't crazy about that, or a power struggle or something. Now, Payton came out, retweeted that, and said that was false. From what you're hearing, what was everybody on board with this? Was there any kind of power struggle? Because it's a group. We know Greg Penner's leading it, but it's a group. Was there any kind of disagreement as far as Sean Payton and giving up the picks and all that and bringing him in to be the next head coach?
Man, I mean, that was just the other wrinkle and the other piece of drama that was added to this whole part and entire thing. And from my understanding and just piecing things together, it wouldn't really make sense that there would be a power struggle between Greg Penner and Sean Payton. If there was, then Sean Payton, and I don't think there was, but if there was, then Sean Payton was completely in the wrong. I mean, a power struggle between anyone and the owner of a company, let alone a $4.6 billion company, the owner is going to be in charge there. And I don't believe that Greg Penner wants much to do with football operations. So I don't think that there was going to be a power struggle between Sean Payton, any potential coach, and Greg Penner. And especially, I think if the power struggle would have been between Greg or George Payton and Sean Payton, then it would have made a little more sense. But now I think with bringing Sean Payton in here, it's pretty clear who the top football guy is with the Broncos, and that is going to be Sean Payton, not George Payton.
I have so many questions about that, too. But I definitely want to talk about offensive and defensive coordinator, that situation, now that Vic Fangio is clearly out of the mix. But since you mentioned it, George Payton, is he long for the Broncos world, so to speak? Because it doesn't make a lot of sense if Sean Payton's going to be the football guy and he's going to be the guy that probably gets final say on who to draft and such. I don't know. Or maybe not. Maybe it's still George Payton. But that seems like a unique kind of dichotomy there. That one will be, I'll be curious to see how that one works out.
Yeah, it will be very interesting. And from my understanding right now, George Payton will be around through the draft. But then after that, anything could happen. Sean Payton has obviously been connected to many general managers in the past, many assistant general managers, and I'm sure at some point, whether it's after April's draft, whether it's next year, he is going to want to bring his own person in, whether that's to be an assistant general manager with George Payton or eventually take over George Payton. But Brady, as we talked about for this past month, this move of bringing in one of the top-tier guys, whether it was Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, is bad news for George Payton's long-term future. I don't think he's going anywhere right now. He'll get through the draft, but Sean Payton, I think, will quickly start making all of the personnel decisions.
All right, so final ones for you. Any idea as to what the coordinator positions look like, offensive, defensive, now that Vic's out officially? I don't know how serious it was, but he's out officially. Is Evero going to stick around? Is that going to be the guy, the defensive coordinator for the Broncos?
Yeah, Sean Payton and Evero are going to talk today to kind of talk about his future. I'm not sure if we'll officially know what his future is going to be like today because he still is in communication with a couple of teams about becoming their head coach. If the Broncos want him, he will be their defensive coordinator if he does not get another head coaching job. He is under contract with the Broncos. The Broncos do not have to let him leave for another team's defensive coordinator position. So if Sean Payton wants him, then he can have him. But and I think people just really get attached to the coordinators that are in town and have been in town and that have had success. If they don't keep Evero, I wouldn't be shocked because there's other good coordinators out there. You have Mike Zimmer, who could potentially join the Buffs, but also what I heard was he really wants to get back into the NFL. That would be an experienced coordinator to bring in. Brian Flores is still out there. Steve Wilks. So there's other good names that you could bring in. So in terms of if it's Evero or bust for Sean Payton, it certainly isn't, but he is going to talk with Sean today and kind of get an idea of what their future looks like.
Last one then, how about the offensive coordinator situation? What is that looking like?
Yeah, in all honesty, Brady, it doesn't matter that much because Sean Payton's right. Going to be the play caller. He's going to do everything with the offensive side. But a big connection, a guy that has a lot of connections with Sean Payton is Joe Lombardi. He coached with the Saints with Sean Payton for over a decade. He was just fired by the Chargers after being their coordinator this past year. So that's a name to keep an eye on. And you could look at other guys, Joe Brady, potential name, and then probably just some connections with who he's coached with in the past with the Saints.
Zach, my man, we took you through the ringer there. There's a lot still to unpack, and we'll see. Maybe next week we can look at the roster a little bit, too, and see what makes sense going forward. Zach, my man, appreciate you as always, and we'll look to catch up with you next week.
Let's do it, Brady. I can't wait. And maybe we'll actually, like you said, talk about something other than coaching.
Yes, I would. I'm ready for that. Let's talk about the roster and what that's going to look like. Nobody better, man. Appreciate you and all of your hard work and your coverage throughout this process. I know it probably made you want to pull your hair out at some point, but it's done, kind of. It's done for the most part, I think. Still got to sign that contract, though.
Exactly. As you know, Broncos are never done. Good, bad, or mediocre. Yeah. They are always the story.
Oh, man. All right, Zach. We'll talk to you soon, man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider there. 49 minutes after 11 o'clock. Let's take a quick break. I'll get to my poll question, too. You know, which team are you more excited about? The Buffs with Prime? The Broncos with Payton? Jay Norvell in his second season? He's making the rounds all over. And then Ed Lamb, new guy, a new coach with the Bears, going locally, putting a, you know, certainly dedicating his approach to bringing on local players in the Colorado area. So which one? Which one are you more excited about? We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.